It has been 10 years since the last appointment to the Supreme Court. That's the longest the court has gone unchanged since the early 1800s. Few voters are thinking about that this election season, but an appointment to the court can be the most lasting effect the next president has on the country. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Nina, what is the likelihood that the next president will have the opportunity to nominate a Supreme Court justice?
Somewhere between very good and fabulous. Eight of the nine are over 65. Chief Justice Rehnquist turned 80 last week. He's hinted strongly that he would retire when a Republican is in office. So if President Bush is reelected, the odds are that he would retire. Justice John Paul Stevens is 84. And while he's as lively and active as ever, both on and off the bench, he is 84. Justice Sandra Day O'Connor is 74, and while there's been a lot of speculation that she would retire, I really think she's the least likely to go. And I guess I should mention Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who's 71 and had cancer a couple of years ago.
Well, a couple of new Supreme Court justices, and certainly even one, would seem to have the chance to change the balance of liberals and conservatives on this court.
It will. It will change the balance of the court in some ways, maybe in all ways. It always does. If President Bush wins, the court will almost certainly turn much, much more conservative. And so depending on who retires, it'll turn very conservative or a little more conservative. For example, if he were to replace Chief Justice Rehnquist, who's already one of the more conservative members of the court, it wouldn't change things dramatically. If he replaced Justice Stevens, who's perhaps the most liberal member of the court right now, though nominated to the court by a Republican, if he were to replace Justice Stevens, it would make a dramatic difference.
What issues hang in the balance?
I think almost everything, especially given the fact that there's so many 5-4 decisions these days. Everything from abortion to school prayer to environmental questions to states' rights, you name it, and it's likely to be a different outcome, at least in some cases, affecting that subject.
Who is rumored to be on the short list for President Bush and Mr. Kerry?
Each of them would like to, I'm sure, name the first Hispanic nominated to the court. And for Mr. Bush, that would probably be, or at least in the past has been thought to have been, Alberto Gonzalez, his chief counsel. But Gonzalez has become something of a very controversial figure because he was involved in all the torture memos that came out as a result of the Abu Ghraib scandal. On Kerry's side, we just float names of lower court judges, and I'm sure he doesn't really have a short list. He's worrying about getting elected.
Federal court judge confirmation hearings have been very contentious recently. Do you expect there'd be similar battles over a Supreme Court nominee?
You can bet on it. A confirmation fight, I think, is more likely than not likely, perhaps even more so if President Bush is elected. Because more than any other president in modern times, Mr. Bush has pushed for nominees to the lower courts whom he knew would provoke fights with the Senate, and he's gotten those fights. Now, these lower court fights are considered just the warm-ups for the big event when there are Supreme Court nominations that take place.
But it's interesting that the question of naming a new Supreme Court justice has not emerged as a huge issue in this campaign. Why not?
I think because we know what kind of people President Bush would nominate to the court. He has said so. He said he wanted to name people like Justices Scalia and Thomas, who were the most conservative members of the court. We now know he would do that. He has done it on the lower courts. And so people who care about that one way or the other, they have already taken sides. This is not a swing issue.
NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg. Thanks, Nina.
Thank you.